Some topics we learn about include the machlekes b'shamu b'sil in the case of nafal abayis or lav al ishtoi. If a house collapsed upon a husband and wife, and they both died and had no children, but it was not known which one died first, whose heirs inherit the wife's assets? The b'shamay say yachloiku, we divide the assets between the two sides, the yersha abal and the yersha isha. The Basil make a distinction between Nichsi Milug, the wife's heirs inherit her properties, which are not assessed and written into the Ksuba, because they remain in her possession, and the husband merely has the rights to its peris, its produce and profits. Therefore, in the event of divorce or the husband's death, these properties are returned to her at their current value at the time of the divorce. Any increase or decrease in value accrues to her. The Machlekes in Beis Hillel's opinion regarding Nichsi Tzern Barzel, which heirs inherit the properties which are assessed and written into the Ksuba? The husband acquires all rights to them during the marriage. Therefore, in the event of divorce or the husband's death, these properties or their value must be returned to her at their assessed value at the time of the marriage, and the increase or decrease in value accrues to him. The machlekes in the next mishnah is case of nafal abayis alav val imoy. If a house collapsed upon a widow and her son, and they both died and the son had no children, and it was not known who died first, regarding the mother's assets, there is a suffix as to who inherits her assets. Tanakama holds, in this case, the Beis Hillel agree with the Beis Shammai, that we divide the mother's assets between the two sides, the Yersha Ben and the Yersha Im. While Rabbi Kiva holds, even in this case, the Beis Hillel disagree with the Beis Shammai and hold as before that we leave the assets with those who had it in their possession, and the Gemara cites the machlekes as to which heirs are considered muchzik.